Okay, we'll go on. We'll check again in a little bit. I guess the topic for tonight is the weather. Everybody experienced weather, I'm sure. One thing I want to point out is we have a leak repeater system now. It worked very well this last weekend for the storm. We got very good coverage. There were some reports that went in that would not have went in without the leak repeater system. I know there were some people that were monitoring it, did not check in. They didn't have license, but they're monitoring. And so they're able to see what was going on in the other parts of the upper peninsula or lower peninsula here, and it would not necessarily have that information. So it was working like I wanted it to, what I expected it to. And I just wanted to point that out, and I want to thank Drake. He was very instrumental in putting this link together for us. Even the emergency manager was commented that there were some reports came in from Beulah, gave her a better idea of what was going on in the other parts of the county, and those reports came in from John, AB9NN, so I appreciate that, John. And so with that, we'll go to the top of the list here. Kip, AE5IB, how are you doing tonight?
This is AE5IB. I'm doing all right. Actually, I'm a little achy from snow blowing on Monday and Tuesday and today. I'm up on top of the hill in Benzonia, and we got lots and lots and lots of snow. I had about 3 feet piled against my garage door, and it opened okay, but I guess it was just enough friction that it wouldn't close all the way and get down about 6 inches from the bottom and reverse. So I had to dig out that all that snow that was leaning against my garage door so that I could close the garage door. And then I had drifts that were over the top of the exit chute of my snowblower. And so I had a lot of snow, and trying to get that little snowblower to move all that snow was a lot of work. I'm pretty sure next year I'm going to trade this one in for a bigger one because it was just painful. The only other thing that was going on was I was surprised at the beginning of this week when the AMSAT Journal arrived, and I had an article in it. I didn't know I had an article in it. They basically took my presentation from the AMSAT Symposium in October and put it in the AMSAT Journal. So I provided notes with each of the slides, and that's what they put in the journal. The slides with the notes. So that was kind of cool and surprising. That's all I got tonight. We'll see you guys hopefully at the breakfast in a couple weeks.
Yeah, breakfast coming up. It's I have my calendar with me right here. I think it's the 27th, last Saturday month. Everybody make note of it. Be there, please. And congratulations on having your article published. Congratulations. So are you here one and done, Kip?
Yes, I'm one and done. I got a meeting after this one.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in. Next, we got another, I couldn't remember if he's Echo Link or not, W8BPC, Charlie. Are you Echo Link, or you just one and done, or short time, or what was that?
Well, you wanted Echo Link check-ins, and All-Star is also like Echo Link. The name here is Mike, not Charlie, and my call is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. So I live down here in Royal Oak. Today we had a special siren test. Oakland County has over 200 sirens in the ham radio group. Helps check out the sirens to make sure they work. So we had a special test today. I think it's Severe Weather Awareness Week down here. So they split the county into four sectors, four quadrants. And in my quadrant, Southeast Oakland County, there I have to get 79 sirens checked. So that's what I've been doing. Also, was listening to the Skywarn Net, ready to jump in if needed. Because I could have taken that control. Anyways, other than that, well, hopefully the weather will get warm and the snow will melt. Hi. Back to Net, W8VPC.